Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And this is why we do not want allies to rationalize the broken status quo rather than reckon with what is necessary to fix it. For we in America have no interest in being polite and orderly caretakers of the West's managed decline. We do not seek to separate, but to revitalize an old friendship and renew the greatest civilization in human history.
This is Marco Rubio at the Munich Security Conference back on Valentine's Day, and I had wanted, when I finally listened to this speech last week, I had wanted to, you know, share it with you because I thought it was so important. I still do, and I've been kind of surprised to see how little attention this has gotten in most news outlets, so here I am, you know, trying to make up the difference. And for those of you who had already watched it, I know a lot of you are sending in the text saying, thank God somebody's covering this, because, yeah, this is a big deal. The background, I talked about this in the 5 o'clock hour and the 6 o'clock hour and now the 7 o'clock hour. So you can go back and listen to the podcast if you want to, or go watch the speech. Either way, it's a fantastic speech. But essentially, you know, starting off with the history of how we got here, Europe and the United States, and, you know, fighting two world wars and then fighting global communism and Germany finally being reunited, and this mistaken notion at the, end of last century that hurts my heart to say it that way. You know that 1999 was 27 years ago.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, anyway.
Appreciate
what
it.
What were you telling me earlier? What's 40 years old?
Zelda.
Yeah. Okay.
So
anyway, moving on. We're not going to dwell on this. That the idea that we would reach the end of history, that we'd solved all the problems, that people could just, you know, build big welfare states and engage in free trade and everybody would accept Western-style democracy and human rights and all would be fine. Well, lo and behold, it didn't pan out that way. You know, you have, you know, Islamic terrorism, Islamofascist terrorism, whatever you want to call it. You know, you have North Korea, you have China, you have Russia. Communism isn't dead, apparently. So, you know, it's not been quite as easy. You know, troubles in the Middle East. It's not been quite as easy to manage the great prosperity that Francis Fukuyama and others thought would happen. And in the process, we outsourced our supply chain, our industrial base. We thought everybody would do well, and they didn't. You know, meanwhile, we took care of the military, but, you know, even that has started to fall off. So anyway, he's there talking about the future and reinvigorating the concept of Western democracy, Christian Western democracy, that made Europe great, that made America great, and that even though America has left Europe, you know, we're not a colony anymore. There was a war, you might have heard. But still, we're from you. We're of you. We're with you. We may have broken away, but think of us more as the you know, the kid who got old enough to move out and be on their own, as opposed to the kid who, you know, removed your parental rights at all and, you know, doesn't want to have anything to do with you anymore. We're with you. We can do this alone if we have to, but we don't want to do it alone. We want to do it with you. So that Western decline that he's talking about is sort of across, especially Europe, but also in the United States, that, you know, President Trump is working against and others are working against as well.
One that does not depend on others for the critical necessities of its national life. And one that does not maintain the polite pretense that our way of life is just one among many.
Oh, that's so important.
And that asks for permission before it acts.
Oh, man. Our way of life is not just one among many. All cultures are not created equal. That multiculturalist nonsense, that kind of Star Trek, everybody's even and don't interfere with anybody's cultures, that is cultural relativism, by the way. That's not the way forward. And for us to think that is not. We are what we are. And we shouldn't be ashamed of it because we got here because of that. And we need to reinvest in that concept of we're not, you know, Asian. We're not Scandinavian. Is that Europe? Yes, it is. We're not African. You know, we're not Middle Eastern. We are Western, Christian, European civilization. And we need to reestablish that and be clear about it. That's what's made everything else possible.
And above all, an alliance based on the recognition that we, the West, have inherited together. What we have inherited together is something that is unique and distinctive and irreplaceable.
And by the way, that system is not incompatible with any of those other regions. It's just that they didn't, you know, invent it. And they're adopting it in some places. And that's great. We're with you if you adopt it.
So in a time of headlines heralding the end of the transatlantic era, let it be known and clear to all that this is neither our goal nor our wish. Because for us Americans, our home may be in the Western Hemisphere, but we will always be a child of Europe.
That's such a great line. Our home may be in the Western Hemisphere, but we will always be a child of Europe. And then, again, setting out to give the evidence behind that claim to the Europeans in Europe.
Our first colonies were built by English settlers, to whom we owe not just the language we speak, but the whole of our political and legal system. Our frontiers were shaped by Scots-Irish, that proud, hardy clan from the hills of Ulster that gave us Davy Crockett and Mark Twain and Teddy Roosevelt and Neil Armstrong. Our great Midwestern heartland was built by German farmers and craftsmen who transformed empty plains into a global agricultural powerhouse. And by the way, dramatically upgraded the quality of American beer.
It's like in some of the prior clips you mentioned, all the great contributions to civilization, art, culture, including, you know, the Rolling Stones, for example. But yeah, German farmers, English laws, good beer, what else?
Our expansion into the interior followed the footsteps of French fur traders and explorers whose names, by the way, still adorn the street signs and town names all across the Mississippi Valley. Our horses, our ranches, our rodeos, the entire romance of the cowboy archetype that became synonymous with the American West. These were born in Spain. And our largest and most iconic city was named New Amsterdam before it was named New York.
Both European, obviously. But that's, again, reestablishing that identity as the offspring of Europe, something which, you know, President Trump has kind of made some people feel uncomfortable, sometimes appropriately, sometimes inappropriately, when it comes to NATO, when it comes to Greenland, when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to just, you know, there's issues here. And I think Marco Rubio is over there saying, it's okay, guys. It's okay. This is what we really believe. This is what we are really into. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Economic development is about building our economy for all current and future residents. And traffic is brought to you by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Still dealing with the one accident that happened up in Cantonment on West Kingsfield and Jack's Branch Road. So just be aware of that. That's starting to cause some delays there. Well, let's take a look at I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, experiencing a 12-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Marco Rubio talking at the Munich Security Conference on Valentine's Day. You know, the lakes, the streets, the cities, the laws, the farming, all the things that we inherited from Germany. And, you know, I had somebody when I was covering this earlier, they texted me and said, you know what my favorite part was? It was this line.
And you know that in the year that my country was founded, Lorenzo and Catalina Giraldi lived in Casal Monferrato in the kingdom of Piedmont, Sardinia. And Jose and Manuela Reina lived in Sevilla, Spain. I don't know what, if anything, they knew about the 13 colonies which had gained their independence from the British Empire. But here's what I'm certain of. They could have never imagined that 250 years later, one of their direct descendants would be back here today on this continent as the chief diplomat of that infant nation. And yet here I am, reminded by my own story that both our histories and our fates will always be linked.
Oh, man. You seem to have caught something in my eye over here. I'm not sure what that all means.
Together, we rebuilt a shattered continent in the wake of two devastating world wars. When we found ourselves divided once again by the Iron Curtain, the Free West linked arms with the courageous dissidents struggling against tyranny in the East to defeat Soviet communism. We have fought against each other, then reconciled, then fought, then reconciled again. And we have bled and died side by side on battlefields from Kapyong to Kandahar.
Yeah. And, you know, we have worked with you. We have helped you. We helped rebuild Europe twice after helping Europe recover itself from its senses twice. not because we're against you, but because we are with you and what you've always been. Somebody texts me, you know, Scandinavians, Western. Yes, I know. As soon as I said it, I thought, oh, bad example. All right. Well, that's almost leans a little bit more to the left these days, but still, yes, I understand. Right.
And I'm here today to leave it clear that America is charting the path for a new century of prosperity, and that once again, we want to do it together with you, our cherished allies and our oldest friends.
And then the last line he had.
We should be proud of what we achieved together in the last century, but now we must confront and embrace the opportunities of a new one. Because yesterday is over. The future is inevitable. And our destiny together awaits. Thank you.
Now, I don't know whether he means whether he meant to say the future is inevitable or isn't inevitable, because it seemed like the tone of the speech was more it's not inevitable, we have to work for it, and we can make mistakes like the ones in the past. We're just not going to. But okay, John, so you've heard me talking about this now for 3 hours straight. I mean, the top of each hour for like 15 minutes each. You hadn't heard this speech before.
No.
But you've heard it now. What's your reaction?
Amazing. Just that's all I can say is, wow.
Marco Rubio,
speech.
He gives a speech. I always thought Secretary of State was the perfect place for him. Mm-hmm. And I've said before, I think it's a weird fit within the Trump administration because his view and Trump's view are not the same, or at least they don't seem to be. So I'm not, you know, when there's friction between them, I'm not sure how that gets resolved. But this is the Marco Rubio that I saw a presidential capacity in. I mean, this is a presidential speech being given by the Secretary of State. It's open, it's inviting, it's optimistic, it's humble. I mean, how often do you hear, you know, America go to the rest of the world and be like, you guys are great too. In fact, we owe our heritage to your greatness. And we do. We really do. 437-1620, feel free to weigh in with your thoughts. Always feel free to disagree with me if you want to about anything. It's kind of funny. I think a lot of times the truth comes out best when you have disagreement because then you can respond to something and, you know, so I don't mind disagreements. I disagreeing texts. I talk about them on the air all the time. If you're new to the show, I know that may sound a little bit weird, but it doesn't bother me. And if you like it, you can text amen, or thank you, Marco Rubio, or thank you, Andrew, for playing. And if you disliked it or thought there was something about it you didn't like, hey, text in too, 437-437-1620. Hey, if you are building at home a project of any kind and you need supplies, you know, you need tools, you need safety gear, you know, hammers and nails and drills or whatever, all kinds of stuff. Pensacola Hardware, they've got it. I mean, they have all of it. They have been doing this. This is crazy. This is their 175th year in business. One of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire country, the oldest in the state of Florida. They have been literally helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since before the Civil War, since before there was Levi's jeans. You know, I mean, they're not from Florida, but, you know, that since before, they've been around that long. Now, if you are a commercial construction person, you build things for a living, man, obviously they're your place. And if you don't go to them, I mean, go try it. Just go and say, you know, hey, Andrew always raves about you. What can you do for me? How can you save me money? How can you make my operation more efficient? And they'll tell you. You know, talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield. They'll talk to you. They'll explain it to you. If you're going to buy something, one of the things they do is they'll check to make sure you know how to use it because they want to make sure you get the end result you want and that you get it safely. And some of the stuff that they sell is, you know, you got to do it right or else it can be dangerous. So they're just that kind of people. They love construction. They really, really love it. And they love being the folks to be the key supplier for it here in this area. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's strength for life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things, and the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
8 meters. 7. 6.
Can't be, that's inside the room.
It's reading right, man, look.
Well, you're not reading it right.
Good morning, happy Monday, 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. People are texting how much they appreciate hearing the Marco Rubio speech. It was a very uplifting way to start a Monday. I agree. And somebody else says, yeah, Andrew, that seemed to have caught something in my eye too while I pull over to put this text in. Must be the pollen. It's obviously it's pollen. That's all it is. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that happened up in Cantonment on Kingsfield Road and Jack's Branch Road. They're trying to get that off to the side of the road. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone experiencing about a 9-minute delay. And Highway 29 southbound coming into 9 Mile Road. You're seeing a 7-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Somebody texted in and says, what kind of insane Twilight Zone world do we live in? Trump has been screaming for the last couple of years, America first, America first, America first. He's jammed everybody over there. Then all of a sudden Rubio goes over and, oh, it's all good. It's all cool. I don't understand. This is insane. Yeah, but if you listen to Trump, he also says, he doesn't say it as loud, but what does he also always say? You guys need to be Sweden first. You guys need to be Germany first. You guys need to be even China first and Russia first. He wants everybody to look out for their nation. He recognizes that a world full of everybody doing the best for their nation, as long as we do it cooperatively, is going to work out well. And I think, honestly, I think that either Marco Rubio has had a taming influence on his view of Europe, or Marco is saying something that's outside of, you know, what Trump wants to say, which I doubt. But the idea that we're going to need Europe. We want Europe with us, but we're going to need them in this long-term struggle against, you know, international communism, Russia and China. Simple. And, you know, this idea of building a bridge and saying these things to their leaders was an important step, I think, in all of that. 728 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. U.S. Secret Service says law enforcement killed an armed man at Mar-a-Lago on Sunday. The suspect was identified as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin of North Carolina. So far, no information on his motive. President Trump was not at Mar-a-Lago at the time. Nick Reiner is expected to enter a plea in a courtroom in Los Angeles today. He is facing charges of murdering his parents back in December. Reiner was arrested a day after the bodies of Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were discovered in their home in Brentwood. And, well, the Winter Olympics are now over. The Milan Cortina Games ended yesterday following the closing ceremony in Verona, Italy. The U.S. men's hockey team capped the games with an electric 2-1 overtime win over Canada to claim the gold for the first time since 1980.
Yeah, same for the women, too. A great overtime win. Both of them early in overtime. The Canadians came back on the men, but the U.S. came back on the women came back on the Canadians. So both games in overtime. You know, just fantastic to see that America can beat the 51st state in hockey consistently.
Very nice. Thank you. Good throwback.
Been waiting all day for that. Meanwhile, in that big overtime win yesterday, Jack Hughes missing two teeth from a high sticking earlier in the day.
This was such an incredible game to grind out. I mean, you're bleeding right through it just looking at you right now. Can you just talk about how difficult this gold medal was to win?
Unbelievable game by Hellebuck. He was our best player tonight by a mile.
Oh, he
Unbelievable
was, too.
Game. Unreal game by our team. That's just a ballsy, gutsy win. That's American hockey right there. That's a great Canadian team, but we're USA. We're so proud to be Americans. Tonight was all for the country.
I love it. If you're Jack Hughes, do you get those teeth reconstructed? Or do you leave them? As like a conversation starter for everybody you ever meet. No. I know what you do. You get them rebuilt in gold.
Wow, yeah. Look at you.
That's how you do it. I don't know if that works for you. But why not? You get both teeth rebuilt in gold, and you just have 20, 26 across both teeth. Or 2-1. I don't know, something like that. I'm probably not any of that either.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop of the FBI, leading the investigation into a deadly incident in Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's home in Florida, when Secret Service shot and killed an intruder.
Authorities identify the suspect as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin from North Carolina. They say Martin was spotted by the north gate of Mar-a-Lago overnight Sunday, carrying what appeared to be a shotgun and fuel can. Police from Moore County, North Carolina, say a relative had reported Martin missing around the same time this shooting took place.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, President Trump is at the White House, not in Palm Beach. The blizzard of 26.
Our storm has bombed out, which means it's rapidly intensified. So the conditions here in Boston are just only going to deteriorate through this morning.
Fox Weather's Melanie Black said emergency in effect in New York City. That from the mayor, Zoran Mondani, a Democratic socialist, harshly criticized for his response to the first major snowstorm last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it's a chilly start to our morning. We've got 37 degrees, clear skies. We'll get to our full forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that for us in just a few minutes. Well, discussions will continue over public beach access on Perdido Key. Escambia County Commissioners did hold that contentious hearing last Thursday. Ultimately, though, no decision made on customary use ordinances then. The board has directed staff to continue exploring options to increase public beach access on Perdido, including asking the National Park Service to waive or reduce entrance fees at Johnson's Beach for county residents. The current fee is $25 a vehicle. The board is also considering selling a problematic parking lot and using the money for improvements elsewhere. Well, records show the former Gulfbreeze Elementary School principal likely would have been terminated if she hadn't resigned. According to the News Journal, Monica Garcia failed to report an alleged inappropriate sexual contact incident between two kindergartners on a school bus last August. State law requires mandatory reporters to immediately notify the Department of Children and Families. Instead, she reportedly conducted her own review and changed the boy's seat on the bus. Garcia said she didn't report the incident because it couldn't be substantiated, and she viewed it as typical behavior for five-year-olds. Now, the city of Milton is closing in on a possible deal to redevelop its Blackwater River waterfront. Negotiators are aiming to finalize terms with Jones South Development by March 10th. The plan would call for a full-service marina with retail space, new docks, and a boardwalk connecting to downtown. The city's been trying to redevelop the riverfront for more than a decade. Previous attempts fell through in 2021, 2022, and 2023. A 30-year-old Florida man was among the people killed in the avalanche in California last week. Michael Henry of the Tampa Bay area had moved to California to work as a mountain guide for Blackbird Mountain Company. He and two other guides, along with six experienced skiers, were killed on Tuesday when the avalanche struck during a guided tour near Castle Peak. Six others survived. The investigation into what led to the deadly avalanche is ongoing. Well, the Iran regime is tottering. That's from Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News yesterday. He pointed out that President Trump has said he stands with people who are opposing the regime. And the governor said he's expecting the president to follow through on that. He also said he doubts Trump will be able to make a credible deal with Iran because he said that's just not how the nation operates. A 31-year-old woman and her 8-year-old daughter died on Saturday when an Amtrak train struck their vehicle in Mobile. That crash happened on Cary Hamilton Road. Investigators say the crossing signals and arms were working at the time. The train traveled over 2,000 feet before it could stop. No passengers on the train were hurt. 735 at News Radio, 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect a 12-minute delay. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect a 15-minute delay. And Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile Road. There is a 15-minute delay in that area. John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a cool, breezy day today. Temperatures slowly warming up into the low 50s for your highs. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 32. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 57 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 49 degrees. Going into Wednesday, partly sunny skies, high near 69. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 37 degrees right now. We've got clear skies here across the area. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Transportation Security Administration said pre-check airport security lanes are operating normally. The agency's statement comes hours after the Department of Homeland Security said the service was suspended. DHS said global entry, however, is on pause for now. Natural gas prices were higher this morning as a powerful late winter storm hit the northeast of the country. Weather forecasters warned of heavy snow, fierce winds, and coastal flooding, with 35 million people expected to be affected. Merck said it will split its human health business into two divisions, separating its blockbuster cancer franchise led by Keytruda from its non-oncology medicines. The shakeup comes as the drug maker braces for the looming loss of exclusivity on Keytruda, which accounted for nearly half of Merck's total revenue last year. Futures are moderately lower. On Friday, the Dow gained 230, the NASDAQ up 203, and the S&P 500 up 47. That's Your Money Now.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporized sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Runners Association presents the Bay to Breakfast Trail Run Saturday morning. Enjoy the beauty and challenge of an 8K trail run and breakfast after the run. See runsignup.com. Friday through Sunday, check out the Pensacola Dog Fanciers annual dog show at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Enjoy the show, displays, and the health clinic. See PensacolaDogs.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news. Right now. Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. Actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 92.3.
because I'm the tariff man. Yeah. It's not the same word, is it? It doesn't quite work in the song that way. 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining me now, I have Henry Kelly. He is a licensed customs broker, and he works heavily with Blue Wind, the folks who make the nacelles that then get the machine heads installed in by GE Vernova here locally. And he is going to help us understand tariffs, what did and didn't happen in the Supreme Court on Friday, and what's going to happen in the future. If you remember, Henry was the guy who gave that wonderful presentation on tariffs that I played for you several selections of a couple of months ago, maybe a month or two ago, trying to understand what tariffs are and are not. Henry, welcome back, sir.
Well, Andrew, thank you. I was wondering what bumper music I would get, and the Supreme Court did say tariffs are taxes, so, you know, we're working it.
Hey, just a quick thing. I know you were not surprised by the outcome. Neither was I. The only thing that did surprise me is that it wasn't 8-1. I mean, I thought Alito would go the other way, but I was surprised that Thomas and Kavanaugh actually joined him in this. Yes. Were you surprised by that?
I was very surprised by that. Kavanaugh especially. I was in the 7-2, 8-1. Thomas was a coin toss, but Kavanaugh really surprised me, and I never thought I would be criticizing a Supreme Court justice for flawed logic, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's just talk about what did actually happen. Maybe give a, 30-second, what is an IEEPA tariff anyway? Because I think a lot of people don't understand this, and, the nature of the emergency that justifies an IEEPA tariff and so forth. So tell us how did we get here, and then, what did the Supreme Court say?
Well, an IEEPA tariff was a fictional thing cut out of whole cloth by the Trump administration this time. The statute refers to the ability of a president to place sanctions on a country from 1977 in response to the oil embargoes. But nowhere in there did it mention tariffs or taxes or the ability to regulate trade in this fashion. So what is a lot of people have forgotten in their political judgment, but two courts ruled against this before the Supreme Court did. So it came as no surprise for those of us that actually, pay attention to these things.
And the origin was in, as you say, was in when we're basically at war with somebody or at hostilities with somebody, our ability to avoid benefiting them with our commerce. And that's the kind of the original idea of it, right?
Right. And, he's claiming, like everybody does now, emergency powers that don't really exist. But he was using, for instance, take Brazil, where he put up to 40%. His claim was that one president ordered the arrest of a former president as a national emergency for the United States. And this was his justifications across the board that how is that affecting our national security? You just some really flimsy logic that was being applied under this statute.
And
it's important. I want to make sure everybody hears this. The president has other mechanisms to apply tariffs that require time. He used IEEPA, so literally on Friday night, he could put in a tariff that went into effect Saturday morning.
The scope of the tariffs, I don't think $200 billion is a hard thing to wrap your brain around. Your company, Blue Wind, supplies the nacelles for GE Vernova. Now, GE Vernova has a lot of different operations in a lot of different states. My son actually works for them up in South Carolina. But just to get a sense of this, how much money in the IEEPA tariffs, that's just the year-old tariffs, how much money has GE Vernova had to pay for those?
Yeah, so obviously a major employer right here in Pensacola, in their last public filing, so this is a public record, they have paid since last April $340 million in less than 1 year. And if you extrapolate that down to GE supply chains, you can rest assured that we have paid in excess of seven figures for a small business. So the losses are very real. And, I've been advising clients, because I have some private clients outside of the Blue Wind world. And let me tell you what's about to happen. So a friend of mine is the CEO of a major hospital chain, one of the largest in the nation. And last year asked me, you know, we've been buddies for years and years, asked me, hey, could you assess? I didn't have the good sense to charge the James Altmaier rate. In hindsight, I should have gotten a little more money. But they're able to, and Walmart announced this over the weekend too, because they have such huge cash flow and the ability, a year ago, they bought a year's worth of consumable supplies. So hospital masks, gowns, those sorts of things. So that, you know, my assessment was, you know, it'd take about a year and they would strike down the tariffs. So the major companies were able to pre-purchase and not have to pay the tariff. Well, that's come to an end. And this weekend, Walmart announced they are going to pass the tariff costs now on to the consumers. So people who think we've been getting by, well, we have been on the consumer side, but that's about to come to an end.
Because companies bought up in advance to be able to buffer through the time period of getting the thing struck down.
Yeah. Now, my company, we can't do that. You know, it's cash flow. You know, we were able to accelerate a little bit, but we, you know, we couldn't hedge for an entire year. And so now you're going to start seeing a change on the consumer side, especially if Trump goes through with the ridiculous Section 122 that he's trying to promote now.
Yeah, well, let's come back to that in a second because, you know, as I kind of joked earlier, you would have thought, if you were foolish, that Trump would just lay down and take the Supreme Court's ruling because, you know, they have the final say. But, of course, he didn't. Instead, he said, well, I don't really care what you say. You're wrong, but I'm going to do these instead. We'll come back to that in a second. Talking to Henry Kelly, who is a principal at Blue Wind, and he is a licensed broker, customs broker. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Got an accident that just happened on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker 6. That's between 9 Mile and Pine Forest. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm seeing some delays right there on I-10 eastbound. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola. Expect about a 15-minute delay. And Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10 has a 9-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. All right, back to Henry Kelly with Blue Wind. He's also a licensed customs broker, helping us understand what happened in the Supreme Court, what Trump is doing in response. So you mentioned right before that break that it was under the IEEPA statute before, and now, which it's been struck down, which prior courts had said no. And part of that was the ruling by the Supreme Court that this is a major doctrines question, and that if Congress is going to give the president the power to put a tax on the American people, they're going to say so explicitly. You cannot infer this from other things. And it was an inference based on an old, you know, 1974 law that had to do with international problems and being able to avoid benefiting our enemies when we're at hostilities with them. Okay, so Trump got one way of doing tariffs taken away from him, but he's now responded by saying, okay, we're going to do it this other way. Originally at 10%, I think, and now up to 15% kind of across the board with everybody. Can you explain that, Henry?
Yeah, let me interject one thing, though, about the actual refund. Like, how do I get my money back? And I challenge any Republican listening, since I'm pretty sure by now I've been kicked out of the Republican Party. Lower courts already ruled on this, and there is a mechanism for the refund. So the Secretary of Treasury was on this weekend saying they're not going to do refunds. The courts already ruled, and they're going to have to process it, or once again, we're in violation of an order by the Supreme Court and the federal court. So, but
and by the way, that was something which you guys had to file. You had to file your lawsuit in a timely enough manner that basically the clock didn't run out on your ability to make a claim, because customs claims, tariffs claims are different from other things, and there's a limitation on how long. And that's why you guys had to be involved in these lawsuits prior. Because if you had just waited for the Supreme Court, you might have been too late to even file the claim. And so, and there are certainly companies who ran into that as well. But anyway, just more stuff you taught me from before. Yeah. Okay, so the newest round of tariffs, or the replacement tariffs, whatever you want to call them.
122 is the section. It's a 1930 law. And since I had nothing better to do this weekend, the reason I didn't pay attention to 122 is in the federal court case and the Supreme Court, the Trump Department of Justice argued that Section 122 does not apply. So His own DOJ has already argued twice that 122 doesn't apply. So on Friday when he announced 122, I just kind of chuckled. And what it is, it's a law from 1930, and it refers to the ability of the president to place tariffs when there's a balance of payments. Now, this is different from balance of trade. So we have an imbalance of trade with China. You know, obviously, everybody can understand that. But the payments are the money flowing between the nations, and it's important to understand that balance of payments includes capital. So it's not just I'm paying for things, but it's the whole how much money flows into Wall Street. So the argument right there is already facetious. You know, I'm pretty sure if, and I'm putting an if on, if he actually signs the executive order to implement these, a federal court's going to put an injunction on this very quickly.
Immediately.
Almost immediately. It's just a ludicrous application of that section. It's never been applied before.
And also, right. Again, you mentioned it, but just I want to make sure it doesn't escape people's notice that the Department of Justice or, you know, in the Solicitor General in arguing at Supreme Court argued that that form of tariffs isn't relevant, which is why they use the IEEPA ones. Now, when IEEPA gets struck down, they're going to turn around and say, no, those are perfectly fine. Those are exactly right.
Right. That's what I'm saying is they're on the record is arguing against his DOJ is on the record is arguing against this. It's. You know, but there's an interesting clause in this one. Well, let's just say it somehow stands up. Within 150 days, Congress has to reauthorize the use of 122. So 150 days, March, April, May, June, July. Anything going on this summer that might be of interest to the political world?
Like primaries, you mean?
Like primaries. So he's going to put the Republicans under the gun if the courts don't do him a favor. And by the way, as a Republican, I can tell you the Supreme Court did Trump a favor. He should have taken the win with the being struck down and walked away because this is going to increase inflation. The 122, he's leading the Republicans down the primrose path if this stands up and they actually have to vote on it this summer. I mean, imagine having to take that vote to reauthorize these.
One of the key things that I think maybe doesn't get mentioned as much, you mentioned it right at the very beginning of our conversation, is that Trump has other mechanisms even still. The big difference with IEEPA is that he could declare the emergency and do it immediately. Other avenues, and as I understand it, there have been dozens, if not hundreds, of other investigations implemented in order to create the justification for implementing other tariffs on the basis of evidence and notice and public comment and all that. Is that right?
Absolutely. There's what they call the Section 301 and 232s. And this is what he used in his first administration.
Those are the ones back in 2018, 2017, that vicinity. Okay.
Right. There's an investigative process. Department of Commerce conducts investigations into the allegations laid out by the president. And then, but we, anyone affected or not affected, there was a public comments period. So you could write and submit, you know, go to Commerce and you know, we I think write in the Constitution a redress or petition for redress. You know, we the citizens, companies have the opportunity under those statutes to participate in the decision. So if a ruling goes against us, well, I may not like the ruling. But the process is fair, and the 232 and 301s have held up to court scrutiny. The courts have ruled, hey, these processes, Congress gave a full, as you said earlier, the, you know, there's a permission slip in there, you know, a process and a permission slip. So the problem for Trump is those take a long time, and right. He likes to be reckless. And, you know, from a practical point of view,
or run out the clock on the process until you can get the other process in place. I mean, six of one, half done the other, right? Get to the end goal.
But one of the entertaining things being a broker is, you know, of course, we have our own chat groups and emergency meetings this weekend, and I've got one Tuesday. But during the IEEPA tariffs, people at 7 a.m. would pay a different tariff than a company would pay later in the day based on when the cargo arrives in the U.S. And, you know, legally, with my license, you know, I am legally bound to protect the revenue of the United States, which is to say I'm supposed to make sure the right amount is paid for the right material. And if you're changing the rules, the importer of record, you know, if they pay the wrong tariff, they can be fined. It's like doing your taxes wrong.
Right.
And when the system is that erratic, we've introduced so much uncertainty, what happens is businesses stop investing. And this is the point we're reaching. You know, you mentioned one of the things earlier with the great Rubio speech about rebuilding shipbuilding and submarines. And these are things that we're looking to get into. Only I have a seven-figure hole in my pocket
that
I would love to invest in equipment and people. That I told people, no, when the IEPA gets struck down, we'll get the money back. Now I'm having my own U.S. government argue against me getting the right to my own money to turn around and reinvest in my community. So I'm a little salty this morning.
I noticed.
It's
understandable. No, but it's
how
a great,
I would summarize the day.
But it's a good point. I mean, you know, there's the uncertainty created by all of this, the instability, the investment that harms investment companies that would have otherwise, like, you know, you said before that the Blue Wind folks under these circumstances wouldn't have started this because of the uncertainty. And like you say, you're not even expecting necessarily to get your money back that they owe you from the IEPA tariffs that were struck. I mean, It's crazy la-la land stuff. But that's why I wanted you on, Henry. We're totally out of time.
Well, thank you.
But thank you so much for helping this morning. And I know it's a lot to digest for folks. But Henry Kelly, he's a licensed customs broker, and he also is a principal at Blue Wind here locally. Henry, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate the education.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Nine Mile and Pine Forest, we've got an accident there that's off to the side of the road, just experiencing some slowdowns there. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, 7-minute delay. And Highway 29 coming down, approaching 9 Mile Road, expect about a 5-minute delay. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a heating, air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing issue, maybe a generator, something like that, Peden, they take care of all of that stuff everywhere along the Gulf Coast, from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile. So complex systems inside your home, they work on that. You know, Robert Peden started in Panama City, but quickly branched west, Pensacola, east to Tallahassee. Also started doing heating and air conditioning originally, but then plumbing and electrical eventually. And so all of that, 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work, good quality products, people, all of that. Plus now you can beat the annual regulatory price bumps with Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale. Take up to $1,500 off any remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance partners with local and state stakeholders to compete for companies that are considering Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, and the town of Century. These jobs, wages, and investment deliver real returns for our residents. These outcomes strengthen Escambia County's economy and protect taxpayer interests through disciplined, results-driven economic development. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
All right, I know it's more than you ever wanted to know about terrorists, but I knew Henry was the guy to explain it, and it's a lot, but hey, this is what's going on. It's important to understand it. You're voters, right? You're going to be asked to vote on this stuff coming up in the primaries this summer. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Yes, sir. That was a very informative interview. That was wonderful.
Yeah, Henry's great.
Secret Service says law enforcement killed an armed man at Mar-a-Lago on Sunday. The suspect has been identified as Austin Tucker Martin of North Carolina. So far, we don't really have any information on a motive. President Trump was not at Mar-a-Lago when it happened. He was in Washington.
Thank God.
No officers were injured.
All right, I'll take that. All right, coming up next. Yeah, actually, I think we're going to talk to Bob Johnson. But every once in a while, things are quiet in Santa Rosa, and we don't. So it's going to be a mystery coming up next. But it'll be good, whatever it is. I promise you that.